Estelle, let's face it, we're not kids. Are you sure this is what you want? She said, yes, it is. It is what I want. I said, but Estelle, I know you've been seeing Lance for a long time. And, I know you have lunch with him occasionally. She said, he's just a friend. I said, yeah, but you hobbled him. She said, yeah, that was a long time ago. We hobbled. Now we've since gotten to the friendship stage. He'll be happy for me. I said, Estelle, well, maybe you'll miss that, you know? Maybe you'll miss your high. If we get married, you know, we'll be together. I'm not talking about 6 months, but the rest of our lives, a couple of years may go by, and you may miss your hobble buddies. She said, I'm not going to miss my hobble buddies. I said, I think we should be sure, Estelle, before we go through this. I think you need to go out with Lance and have dinner. And if anything happens, well, then maybe you're not ready for marriage yet. She said, well, nothing would happen. Why are you forcing? I said, I'm not forcing you. I just think that you should be out of this company and look at this man, look him right in the eye and say, can I do without his touch? Can I do without his caress for the rest of my life? Can I do without the feel of his hot lips? Obviously, you've been seeing him for a lot of years. You must have some kind of bedroom attraction to each other. She said, well, you for crying out loud, I want to marry you. He is just, I said, go out with him tonight. Tonight, I want you to call him up and I want you to have a date. I'm going bowling. You take him out. I want you to be sure. She said, oh, for crying out loud. She dialed the phone. Hello, Lance? Yes, it is me. I've been fine. How have you been? I said, just make the date, for crying out loud. So sure enough, I went bowling, but I couldn't concentrate. I mean, I couldn't roll a thing down the middle. I finally quit early, and I came back. I went to bed, but I just lay there. You ever do that? You're thinking about something. You get under the covers. You can't sleep. You're lying there staring at the ceiling, smoking Camel after Camel. And finally, I got up, and I just paced in my bathroom in front of the front door, wondering! Midnight! 12:30! Where is she? Finally, 1 o'clock, she came through the door. She opened it with her key. I could tell she was trying to be quiet. The door swung open. I was standing there with my arms folded across my chest. She looked a little shocked and surprised when she saw me there. Her left cheek was suspiciously bulged out like she had a golf ball in there. I said, how was your date? She said, fine. I said, did you and Lance get a chance to talk? She said, yeah. I said, that's it? She said, yeah, that's it. I said, are you sure? She said, yes, I'm sure. I said, nothing. She said, nothing happened. I said, come here. And I took out a long, wide piece of black paper that I'd had. I said, stand in the middle of that paper and jump up and down a couple of times. She did. I looked at the paper. She said, what are you doing? I said, just checking, Estelle, just checking.
Anything.